Welcome to episode number 70 of the 330 Sports Show. My name is Justin Coffin, and today is Tuesday, May 11th, 2021. We are broadcasting live from downtown Youngstown, Ohio, and we are produced by Joe Danier and the Youngstown Studio Network. In our lockbox, which we've been doing now for 8 weeks.
Eight weeks.
We got $800 in cash in here and AirPod Pro. So I'm going to let Joe give you the clues right after I give you the phone number here. 330-595-1600. We already have a call in, and surprise, surprise, welcome back. I'll tell you who that is. But Joe, go ahead and tell people the clues to win the cash.
Okay,
and
so I got the number from a clock.
Okay.
The second one is a one-word clue, which is partner.
Okay.
And we have one even number and two odd numbers.
Okay. One even, two odd. Very good. And and how many combinations? You said there's only like 100.
Okay. There's a thousand total combinations.
But if you narrow it down.
160. And that's not even counting all of the guesses during the show.
That's true. Okay. All right. Very good. So phone lines again are open for the whole show. 330-595-1600. Before I take a caller here, let me just give you a quick couple updates on what's going to be going on this week. So first of all, we'll queue up this first screen here. So make sure to follow us on social media, at least my show at 330 Sports Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, but the Youngstown Studio Network as well. Follow the YouTube page. Follow us either on Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts, and Twitter. The only difference with Twitter with Youngstown Studio, it's at Ytown Studio. So make sure to follow us on social media. And if you could, give us a like, a subscribe, all that stuff on YouTube, Facebook, that stuff all helps us get information out to you guys. So we would appreciate that. Second thing I want to update us on is usually, as you guys know, my shows are primarily Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. This week, I'm throwing a little curveball at you. Obviously, today's show is normal schedule time, but Thursday, I'm not going to be doing a live show because Friday, we actually have a guest flying in from Los Angeles. She's not flying in to do my show. I don't want to take that much credit. I'm not going to take that much credit, but she has some family here in the Youngstown area that she's visiting. So she's flying in Thursday night from Los Angeles. And she's going to be doing our show on Friday morning. So
I mean, just being humble. She's flying in just for him.
So this is a 10 a.m. show we're going to be doing on Friday, which is, 7 a.m. Pacific Coast time. So, but she's a swimmer. They're used to getting up early. So it's Melanie Valerio. She is a United States gold medalist swimmer. She's done a ton in her career. She was like the first swimmer to be a model for Nike swimwear. She swam very competitively at the University of Virginia, and her accolades are just crazy. So I'm going to let her tell you all about that on Friday's show. I did kind of team up with Carlo Corden and Chad and Chelsea D'Angelo, who have are the swim coaches over at Boardman, and they got their swimmers together and sent me a boatload of questions, which was really, really cool and helpful. So I'll make sure I give them credit on Friday when we're asking those questions. So I appreciate them for doing that and their swimmers for asking questions that I otherwise might not know or be able to ask. So that is going to be Friday's show. Really excited about that. Melanie has been awesome. She's very easygoing, and I'm going to have her tell you, not just about her career, but kind of what she's up to now and where she ties into the city of Youngstown. All right. So, as you guys know, for about the last month or so, I've been doing a Top 5 Tuesday. And I'm going to keep this going for a while, but here's my Top 5 Tuesday. And this is funny because I was on a flight from Pittsburgh to Sarasota, Florida this past weekend. And I heard a bunch of people, saying, "How's it going?" And classic, you know, Western Pennsylvania, Eastern Ohio. I like started thinking, and so I had a notebook with me, so I started writing some notes down. And first I made some mental notes and then saw this. So I said, I think this is such an easy top five Tuesday. So my top five Tuesday today is top five answers to the question, how's it going? Pretty simple stuff, right? And if you've if you're watching live, you can see my shirt. It says pretty, 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 pretty good. It's Larry David from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Larry David's the creator of Seinfeld and just has a phenomenal show on HBO. So that's kind of his line. So I thought that was kind of apropos for today. But
good word.
You like that?
I do.
Nice little drop. I you know, I'm smarter than I look. You know, I have a fairly
humble extensive and intelligent. Vocabulary. Oh, you're a catch.
So let me go over my top five Tuesday list. And some of these were ones I heard at some point over the weekend, whether it was flying down or coming back, which, by the way, when I left on Sunday, it was 91 degrees in Sarasota. I came back, landed in Pittsburgh. It was 37 degrees and absolute pouring down rain. So talk about one extreme to the other. But anyway, how's it going? Number five, another day, another dollar.
Another day. Another
classic dollar. One. Number four, it could be worse, you know? Number three. Another day in paradise, and there's usually a hint of sarcasm with that one. Number two, and then insert the day. So, it's Tuesday, it's going, you know. And then number one, the one I hear probably more often than anything else is living the dream, living the dream. And I'm guilty of saying that one too, but, you know, honestly, it's, you know, and it's all in good fun. You know, Joe, do you have a, like, if I say, Joe, how's it going?
I try not to cliche that one. Mm-hmm. So I'll try to give you an authentic response, but okay. It's exhausting. It's, yeah. It's easier to use cliches. Mm-hmm. I'd probably get awkward and say, nope, just looking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. All
how's
right.
it going?
Okay. Well, like, you know, you get the, it's good, you know, yeah. or, you know, it's good. How are you? That's a simple
yeah,
answer.
There you go.
I mean, it's to the point, whatever, but some other ones, you know, that I hear, and I don't want to be the grammar police. And I understand, you know, when someone asks you, how's it going? You say, like, I'm doing well, you know, but some people will correct you if you say, I'm good. Some people say, no, are you doing well? Or, you know, like that. It's like, come on. I know what it is. Just let it go. But so if you guys call in today, I want to know what your answer to the question is, how's it going?
Yeah, so. Well, we do this though, because, you know, humans don't think quickly like that,
right?
With the proper response. Like someone's like, enjoy your meal. And you're like, you too.
Yep.
And I'm like, yep. That's why we have to remember mm-hmm. the canned responses. It keeps us out of hot water.
Exactly. That's a good point. And then that's actually a really good example because, you know, like if you, well, now lately we haven't been able to go to movie theaters, but and they're like, enjoy the movie. You too, even though you're not watching it. So, yeah. So, this was a pretty easy one. I just figured I would share that. Let's go ahead and take a caller. And I believe this is going to be our good friend, Sarah. Sarah, are you on the line?
How's it go?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you?
Aren't you good? Isn't the answer good?
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'm...
I'm just joking. I was listening.
I know. So, Sarah, how are you doing?
Who farted?
Huh?
Who farted? That's my response.
Oh. Okay.
When people ask me how's it going, I said, who farted?
Well, that's outside the box. That's different. Okay.
Throw them off a little.
Well, it'll definitely get your attention. That's for sure.
My second response is usually hanging to the left a little bit.
Oh, okay. From okay.
How's it going? How's it hanging? I don't know.
Okay, how's it? Yeah, okay. All right. Very good. All right, Sarah, you have a guess for us?
All for one and one for all. One, four, one. Right? Please.
No.
No.
Sarah, we appreciate.
How's it going now?
What's that?
How's it going now?
I know. Try again. Call on Fast Freddy show or one of, or or Joe and Doug show later on. Have a good day, Sarah.
Next caller.
Sorry, I dropped her. Sorry, Sarah, call back. Call back for one of our other shows later. All right, looks like we have Dave on our next call. Dave, you there?
Yep.
Dave, how's it going?
Yeah. Oh, good enough.
Okay, good enough. I like that. That's a good one. Dave, you've been on the phone for a little bit, so you want to take a guess here at our lockbox?
I think I got one.
Okay.
1-2-1.
Oh, we had a 1-4-1, so let's give a 1-2-1. 1-2-1. No. Hey, A for effort, but we appreciate you calling in. Anything else you want to talk about?
Go Yankees.
Oh, that's our Yankee fan. Okay. All right. Have a good day, Dave. Thank you. All right. So, you know, two good tries. Not all for naught, but hey, that maybe eliminated some possible combinations if you're listening. So we have one guy, Joe was saying, that we have, you know, out there making a spreadsheet,
yep,
of the possible combinations left. So very interesting there. I want to tell you about real quick an event I went to this weekend, and that's why I was down in Florida. So I was lucky enough. I'm lucky enough every year to go to an event called the Dick Vitale Gala. Anybody that knows, that watches college basketball, is familiar with Dick Vitale. He is a college basketball analyst. He used to be a head coach for the Detroit Pistons way back in the day and the University of Detroit. So he has now become this huge popular ESPN announcer for college basketball and just sort of an icon. You know, he's on like Geico commercials and other stuff like that. But this event, which I go to every year, you know, and they tell you every single dollar from the event that I attended on Friday night goes 100% to pediatric cancer research, which is just phenomenal. So another thing, they'll say, like, any government funding that goes towards cancer research is only 4% of all the dollars from government go to pediatric cancer. So that's why this event's so great. It raises millions and millions of dollars, gives grants to hospitals all over the country. And the cool aspect of this event is there's a ton of like sports celebrities and you know, celebrities from, you know, movies and entertainment and stuff like that attend. So I was lucky enough, my friend Greg and I, Greg's been on the podcast a ton of times, but we were able to go this past weekend, and basically, we're at a table with the brass of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers this weekend. So, you know, got a couple pictures with Bruce Arians. He's the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a former CBS guy, just a legitly great dude. I asked him too. I said after his sports career, you know, coaching career was over, if he planned on getting back into broadcasting, because he worked for CBS before. And I'm not going to repeat verbatim what he said, but basically he said, hell no, unless Barstool Sports starts doing live games where I can swear, I'm not getting back into it. But he's just a genuinely great dude. Met also the general manager of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. His name is Jason Light. He went to the University of Nebraska. He actually walked on there, and, you know, he sort of paid his dues around the NFL, worked for the Arizona Cardinals, worked for Bill Belichick in New England. He worked for Philadelphia, and, you know, most recently, he's been, for the last 7 years, he's been the general manager of Tampa Bay. So it was really cool to talk to him about, like, signing Tom Brady and, you know, re-signing, like, they're legitly the only team bringing back all 22 starters in the NFL. So really cool with that. He also told me his wife is from Shaker Heights. I told him, you know, we're Cleveland Browns fans, and we hope to see them in the Super Bowl this year, which would be phenomenal. So he goes, honestly, I'm not sure who my wife would be rooting for, the Browns or the Buccaneers. So hopefully we see them in Los Angeles next year for the Super Bowl. So just a really cool guy, really cool experience. Also, you know, I talked to Bruce Pearl from Auburn, Dan Mullen from Florida, Fran McCaffrey from Iowa, just a bunch of really good guys. And then the final like picture I'm going to show here from the weekend, Scott Van Pelt. I'm about 6'2", and I was looking straight up at this dude. He is a legitimately awesome, genuine guy. He is the same person you would see on TV and as he is in person. Scott Van Pelt's got to be 6'7", if not 6'8". But a really, really just quality dude. Kevin Nagonde is in this picture with us as well. He's the one of the main anchors as well for SportsCenter. But I got to tell you this real quick, and I can't get into all the details like Scott Van Pelt did, but he told me a story. He is one of the main broadcasters for the Masters down in Augusta. So he was telling Greg and I this story this past weekend, and he was saying how on Augusta National, they have these underground tunnels, which is just, I was just like, you know. And he said the reason they do is because they have, you know, the optics of the golf course. It's beautiful. It's pristine. But they don't want the optics of having any trash on site. So what they do, they take all the trash, they put it into these underground tunnels, and then they haul it away somewhere else, you know, probably to a landfill or wherever. And I just thought that was like the coolest thing.
That's like Disney. Disney does stuff like that.
It's just like crazy, like things you would never see. And like, it got me thinking like, well, I'm sure there's some other like cool stuff that goes on there that no one knows about. Right? So I just thought that was pretty cool. So I think we got our good friend Luke here calling in. So I'm going to put him on the line. Mr. Schuster, you on the line?
Hello, sir.
Hello. How's it going?
What did you say to me? Don't talk to me that way. Leave me alone. I'm good.
I saw you posted I saw you posted on Facebook. What was yours? You said there's usually some cliche somebody says about the weather.
I'm a total smartass whenever I say anything. So if somebody's like, "Hey, how's it going?" I'll be like, "Fantastic," or "Wonderful," or "Great." You know what I mean? And I'm just being a complete idiot.
Yeah, you gotta make them question or think about your response a little bit, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm just a complete smartass. So the reason I was calling, I wanted to see if Joe took a nap on Sunday after our little ghost hunt.
Yeah, I was about to bring that up. So why don't you guys go?
Let's give everybody up to speed. So last time that we were on this show, Luke pitched the opportunity for us to join them on a ghost hunt in Canton, and we spent the evening and night trolling for ghosts. And so Luke was the superstar. He was the one that was brave enough to sit in a pitch black room and try to conjure the spirits to make contact with him. And all he really got is some kid climbed through the window and tried to scare the shit out of him. So
I was like, that has to break some kind of ghost hunter code. I'm up in a pitch black attic, like run down attic, and by myself, like calling. All of a sudden, I just hear, bang! I'm like, oh, you gotta be freaking kidding me. And then 2 minutes later, I hear bang, and I'm like, Joe, I need you up there right now. So of course I called Joe to come running up to save me.
Did you pick up anything on your like heat sensor?
No, see the wireless was really bad here. So okay. The heat thing would only get like to the next room over without dying out. So we bailed on it and we did, you know, old fashioned, you know, human experiences.
Okay.
Yeah. And the girl that was with us from Youngstown Pizza Reviews, Gracie, she had some stuff going on. If you watch the replay of like in this dining room where like the meters were going off whenever she would talk, and like as soon as somebody else would get near it, it stopped. And she was asking it questions and it was like responding, and there was some really creepy stuff with that.
They were really messing with her. That was for sure.
That's interesting.
What's that?
No, they were really messing with Gracie. The spirits are really rising up to the occasion for her.
Yeah, that was about it. You know, the other stuff you can kind of brush off is like noises and you know, maybe it's the building and maybe some of it's coincidence. But the stuff with Gracie was it made you question it a little bit. Yeah. You know what I mean? That makes sense.
Did any of that get recorded?
So,
oh yeah, almost okay. All. She live streamed the whole thing.
Okay. So. Okay. Very interesting.
And I'm working on a couple different. Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
You hear me okay?
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm working on a couple of different things for my Facebook Live to kind of put them together because there's a lot of stuff in there. Like, it's like 3 hours, 4 hours worth of stuff.
Wow.
So, yeah, but now, Joe, we're in the ante a little bit, aren't we?
Yeah, we're doing another one. Mm. Yeah, so
August,
go ahead and make the presentation, Luke.
What you want me to?
Yeah, go for it.
August 15th. We are going to have, to kick it off, we're having a raffle. And we're going to raffle off two spots. The tickets are, I started at 100, I'm going to back it down so more people can come in. It's $50 a ticket. So it's a raffle, $50 a ticket. You will have a chance to have two spots with our next ghost hunt. And it is going to include a ghost hunt. It's going to include a pizza party. It's going to include snacks. And it's going to include a hotel room over in Mansfield for you and your guests. I'll try and get two beds if you go look like a friend or something. But anyway, it doesn't matter. So we are going on August 15th to the Ohio Reformatory.
Ooh.
Dude, if you're listening, Google it. Oh, my Lord. So we're getting raffling away two spots. The Ohio Reformatory.
That's
it's
the home.
250 square foot insane asylum prison, and that is the home. I know what you're going to say. Say it.
That's the home of my favorite movie ever, The Shawshank Redemption.
Exactly. But mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're going to raffle two spots to come on an online ghost hunt with us. And I think I was talking to the ghost hunter guy, and he's like, so listen. And he's like, I want to be totally honest with you. So the ghosts in the Wandle House, most of them were travelers, you know, and you had a lot of good, you know, you had some experiences and they were pretty friendly, pretty happy. He goes, these ghosts are not happy. They're not the same. They're going to try and scare you. They're going to try and do stuff that intimidates you. I'm like, are you freaking, this is what I'm like, seriously? He's like, yeah. He's like, you know, we talk about fishing, like ghost hunting's like fishing. You were bass fishing. And now you're going white, great white fishing. I'm
okay.
Like, oh my God. So that is August 15th.
Okay. All right. Very good. How many spots does Youngstown Studio have reserved?
We could do two.
Okay. Well, Joe's in, I know for sure. Yeah, for sure. If I'm available, I'm probably Joe's coming on in. That one.
Dude, there's two spots for Youngstown Studio, two spots for the MLO Bros. And then two spots for Youngstown Pizza and then two spots for the other thing. So,
okay.
So yeah, two spots for whoever wins.
All right.
So we don't get too crowded and it's going to be very, very interesting.
Okay.
So, and again, it's a $50 donation for the tickets. You can buy as many tickets as you want for the pool. But it is all going to a charity. So we're going to donate all the money back. We're not keeping any of it. So it's for a community investment charity. So, yeah, so if anybody wants that, Luke Schuster on Facebook or the MLO Bros, message me and we'll get you a ticket. We don't have the tickets yet, but we will be making those, but we're taking names now.
Awesome.
Wait, are you going to guess a number, Luke?
Of course I am. Well, that's what I call. I didn't call for that stuff. I want to freaking win that thing. I'm not actually calling for anything. 181.
Remember, it's got to be a time on a clock.
Got to be a time on a clock.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the
clues.
That's one of Joe's clues.
I don't know. It might be 181 o'clock. All right.
Okay, hold on. So somebody did 141 earlier. Somebody did 121 earlier. Has anybody done 101?
Oh no, not yet.
101.
Nope. Good try.
Damn.
Good try.
I mean, dang it.
Oh, that I forgot to give you.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's all right. That's all right.
Yeah, give me the noise, Joe. What the
heck? Yeah, I know.
All right, Luke. Thanks, right, man, guys, for calling in.
Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you guys soon. And Joe, get ready, buddy. We got like 3 months to get ready for that one.
Oh yeah, I'm on it. Luke.
That sounds pretty awesome. Have a good day, Luke.
All right, we'll see you guys.
See ya.
All right.
Can I tell you about my flip out session during this ghost thing? I don't want to interrupt your sports thing, but since we're on it. So I was sort of like, I'm the skeptic, so yeah. I'm walking through this thing, and I just love this place. This thing, it had the historic smells and the feels, and it was just, I was looking at everything and just taking it
in. Real quick, tell people what the place was called.
Okay,
again,
so it's the Waddle House.
Okay.
And so basically, it's a museum, and when the trains would, people would get off the trains and wait for their next train, this is a place for them to stay. So it was like a train stop, more or less. And so they have it set up where some of the rooms that they have that people stayed in were in the attic. And there's just little, like, they're almost like cells, right? And they're really tiny. But anyway, so the basement has a bowling alley in it.
Okay.
And just like an old-style bowling alley, you know, just very, like, everything's mechanical. And anyway, so this room was completely closed off, no door, no windows, one door going in, and it had a basement feel to it. So I thought, this is where I'm going to go hang out. Mm-hmm. So I'm like walking down. I don't have any flashlight with me. I don't have a phone with me. I'm just going to go sit in the frickin' dark.
Okay.
And so I go into this bowling alley room, and I opened the door and I went in and the door shut. Well, I remember thinking that when they showed us this room, when it was light out, that there was, it was under construction. So there was like construction debris everywhere. And I'm thinking, well, shit, I didn't bring anything with me. I don't have my phone on me. I don't have my flashlight on me.
Right.
I should go back now and at least get the flashlight so I don't injure myself and fall on something.
Okay.
So I turn around and I go to open the door and I turn the handle and the handle just spun. Like it didn't open. Like the handle just spun. And I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
I'm like locked in here now. Now I can't leave if I want. I don't have my phone to call anybody. And I'm telling you, the panic set in. I went in there with no fear.
Yeah.
But then I felt like the fear kind of crushed my skull a little bit. And so I settled myself down and didn't panic. And I found that there was a second door handle that actually functioned. The one that was below it was just an old one that I thought was the only one. But it was weird how quickly I went to fear like that.
Yeah. Just sometimes like, I don't know. Things that don't make sense are like the most scary. You know what I mean? Like the unknown or like what the hell's going on.
I went in there kind of ballsy, like nothing's going to be afraid. Right, and it took a door handle to unseat me.
Well, I mean, it's the little things.
Yeah,
in life.
Right.
I have no ghost stories, but I did get creeped out right before I was leaving Florida. I was, you know, like we live in a condo down there. So when we're down there, so I go down and take out the trash and I freaking see a snake. And I'm not afraid of much. I'm not afraid of much, but snakes creep me the F out. Like, you know, this is about a 6 foot long. It's all black. I know it's not poisonous, but in my head, I'm thinking that thing is going to slither over to me. And, you know, things with no legs just creep me out. Those like little bugs that every now and you'll see in the summer, but the snakes, this thing actually went like slithered underneath the trash can and just freaked me the F out. And so that was my only scary moment. No ghost stuff this weekend. So let me get real quick back into the sports stuff here. But, you know, I appreciate you guys calling. We have a few people on the line. We'll try to get to you.
Do you see my spreadsheet, by the way? Red means it's already been eliminated from contention.
Okay.
Anything that's white is open. So as people guess, I'm going to eliminate
them. Do those white ones meet the clues?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Very good. They're in clues and have, I know that they haven't been
guessed. Did you eliminate the ones that were called in
today too? Already? Yeah. I did all three of those. Okay.
Yeah. So
181 was already eliminated for some reason.
Come on, 181. So we got to teach Luke. That's another lesson for the MLO bros. Cause remember he gave an all even number last week.
Right?
So we're going to work with them. Yeah. Okay. Slowly but surely they're getting a little bit better.
There was an unintentional clue that I eliminated for mine. Somebody asked me if zero was an even or odd and I didn't know. So that kind of gave away the fact that maybe zero wasn't in the number. So I went ahead and eliminated anything with a zero in it too.
And maybe somebody out there disagrees with me, but you know, I taught second grade math for many, many years. And I just think of any number that ends with a zero is even. So technically I would consider zero an even number because you know, there's usually we would say like, you know, if you can pair them together, but there's one left out, then it's an odd number. That's how you would teach it to a second grader. But like for an even number, if there's none there, I guess technically it's still even.
Right? All right.
I don't know. Anyway, so real quick, some NFL news. Aaron Rodgers, still news out there. I don't know. The word is out there that he wants out of the Packers. He does not want to be with Green Bay anymore. He loves the organization, but he can't stand the GM. He can't stand you know, how things have been handled there the last
few
years.
Is it have to do with the people they put around them, like the people that were drafted?
I think that's part of it. It was sort of like an insult, like, you know, they were like sort of building the defense. He has the best wide receiver in the NFL. It's not like, and he has a very good running back. It's not like they have no offensive support, but I think he was like, well, you guys are doing everything to, you know, he's going all in, but at the same time, I don't feel like he feels like that reciprocated by the Packers to him. So, think he's just kind of done.
There's probably more to this story because he's a little more pissed off than the details would suggest.
Exactly. So like there's reports out there of like, you know, possibly LA or I'm sorry, possibly Denver, possibly Las Vegas. So we'll see what happens with that. You know, I know some Browns fans out there were chirping. Well, how about Baker Mayfield in the first? Like, no, just stop. Like right now, just be happy with the team you got. You know, and I understand. Aaron Rodgers gets you over the top there, but it's like, you know, I think their current regime too is like, we're happy where we're at. We're building for the future as well as taking care of the present. So,
yep.
You know, we finally have something nice. Let's just enjoy it. Let's not get rid of it. A couple other news and notes. The NFL schedule release for the 2021 season is actually tomorrow night. So we'll talk more about that next week. And then finally, my final picture I want to show you. Some people might get a laugh out of this. Some people might think that's inappropriate. But you know what? It's my show. I'm putting it on. So this is an old picture of Tim Tebow at the University of Florida and the press. They just love him down there in Gainesville. So we all know Tim Tebow was a...
he's just getting a hug from a toddler. That's all
really,
it is.
It's a really short member of the press. But
we
remember Tim Tebow down at the University of Florida, you know, won a national title, played for Urban Meyer. He was actually a first-round draft pick and actually beat the Pittsburgh Steelers as the quarterback of the Denver Broncos way back when. He has not played in the NFL since 2012. He had, couple seasons with them in minor league baseball. He's worked with ESPN a little bit.
Was there an injury? I don't remember where he fell out. I know he started, but
wasn't very good.
Okay.
Just wasn't very good. And back then they were trying to get him to convert to tight end because he's a big body. You know, like the guy, you can say what you want about him, but he gives us all. You know, he gives 100%. So he's finally now going to try out for the Jacksonville Jaguars. They actually signed him. Now, that doesn't guarantee him a spot on the team.
Right.
But that guarantees him a spot in training camp. And I've heard other people say, like, well, maybe that's Urban Meyer's way of bringing him in. You know, somebody he trusts, he feels comfortable with, that can also take maybe the spotlight a little bit off Trevor Lawrence, the number one draft pick. So we can see what might happen there. So, you know, that was kind of interesting.
Because you have those guys, like, I remember when Cribbs could fill in as a quarterback if you had a wide receiver that could also do it in a pinch. You didn't have to snag a roster spot for a backup of a backup of
exactly,
a backup.
You know? Exactly. But, like, you know, I've heard the whole, what's wrong with Colin Kaepernick? Why not give him a shot? And that's opening a whole nother box of worms there. So I don't really know what's going on there. So we'll see. My guess is he probably doesn't make the team, but you know, we'll see. I think the over under for touchdowns, you can already bet on this on Barstool and some certain apps, but it's like 0.5 touchdowns over under, 12.5 receiving yards total, over under. So those were already projected.
Not a lot of faith.
Not a lot of faith. No. And Tim Tebow, as you know, is someone, you know, remember the Tebow, the whole, like, the whole meme, like someone that obviously brings a lot of faith. So Tim Tebow's got faith. I bet he's betting on himself on that one. So we'll see in a few months how that pans out. Should we take one of these callers here?
Might as well.
We got a lot of callers, so
they want to win $800. And
I don't blame them.
EarPod Pros.
All right.
EarPod.
All right, caller, you're on the line. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Is this Anita?
Again. Okay. Yes, it is.
Okay. All right.
And I lost track of the number, so I'm just going to guess.
Okay. Yeah. Go for it.
I've been writing them down for a week.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Is that one of the options? Yep. 1, 2, 3. Well, I love the fact, though, that you're following along and you're writing down numbers. So I have, you can't see it in front of you on your screen, but on Joe's screen, he's got, there's probably about 150 numbers left, and that's it. And, you know, like we said, there's $800 in cash in the AirPod Pros in here. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
AirPod Pros. Okay. All right. So keep up to date. Keep calling in, and we appreciate you. So Anita, thank you for calling in.
Yep. Hey, one thing. If you go to that asylum, you better wear your Depends.
Okay.
Been there, done that.
All right. All right. Very good. Thanks, Anita. Joe, you all stocked up on your Depends.
I don't think I have that response. I don't think I have evacuate all of my orifice response
to
fear.
I would say just go to the bathroom before you get there. You know, be safe. Be safe. Yeah. But good advice from Anita.
Thank you, Anita.
Okay. So, all right, we got Brenda next on the line. We'll take her call. Brenda, you there?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Yes.
Brenda,
I'm good today. How are you?
Okay, there. I just wanted to know your answer. If I was going to say, "How's it going?" So I'm good. How are you? Perfect. Since that was our top five Tuesday thing. So, Brenda, what do you want to talk about before you guess your number? I see you have something on here about Bigfoot and ghosts and stuff.
Bigfoot or Tim Tebow? Which one?
You pick. You can talk about them both. Okay.
Tim Tebow actually has a really good Bible study.
Okay.
I really recommend it.
Okay.
He's a really good Christian.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I make fun of him. I joke lovingly about Tim Tebow. I think he's a good dude. You know, but he's sometimes an easy target to pick on, and I'll just put it that way. But, yeah, you're right 100%.
Yeah. A hot target.
Yeah. Well, for Brenda.
Tim Tebow's cute.
All right, so Brenda likes Tim Tebow.
Yes. no, on Mansfield, Ohio, though. Yeah.
No, you're not into that stuff.
Bigfoot lives either in Liberty, Ohio, Girard, Ohio, or Western Pennsylvania. True or false?
I'm gonna go false. What say you?
No. Go on a Bigfoot hunt. No, they really have Bigfoot hunts.
In Liberty, Ohio?
There's one next month. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Okay.
Road, Ohio.
Okay. Okay. All right. Interesting.
They have, on YouTube, video footage from, there's like Bigfoot hunters from,
Okay.
Youngstown, Ohio.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Maybe we'll YouTube that. I'm not a big believer or proponent in Bigfoot out there, but I'm actually surprised some of the people calling in are really into this stuff, though, which is cool though.
The ghost hunter Mansfield, wear your Depends.
Twice.
That's a
shitting myself. Brought my shitting pants.
Oh, geez, really?
Okay. All right.
You got to wear your Depends. Holy shnikes.
Okay. All right. All right. My advice is just go to the bathroom before you get there.
That's it. I'll take care of that.
No.
I don't think we've had so much bathroom talk on the show before today. All right. Hey, Brenda, let's. Why don't you go ahead and do you have a guess for our lockbox here?
I do.
Okay.
Gosh. Oh.
Remember,
what's your favorite number?
My favorite number?
Yeah.
My favorite number is probably 4, the number 4.
Okay. 9, 4, 9.
That one is not correct, but Brenda, we appreciate your Bigfoot knowledge. We appreciate your Depends advice and calling in. So give us a call back sometime and keep tracking those numbers. Say it again.
You want a dad joke? A clean dad joke.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. what size does Bigfoot wear for shoes?
What size does Bigfoot wear for shoes?
Yeah, what size shoe is Bigfoot?
Yeah, I
don't know. 14. That seems like a Bigfoot.
I'm gonna say 12 for a Bigfoot.
He doesn't wear shoes, guys.
There you go. Okay. Well done.
He doesn't have shoes.
Well done. Hey, since this is a sports show, I'll give you a lame sports dad joke. You want one?
Of course.
Why does the golfer wear two pairs of pants?
In case he has a four.
In case he gets a hole in one.
There you go. Wait, where's my rim shot? I'm so slow on this one.
If someone's dropping a lame joke, I got to drop another one with
That's
them.
That's true.
All right, so let's go. Let's switch gears now. I think we have one more caller. We'll get to you in just a minute. We're going to go to the NBA real quick for some news and notes. Last night, Russell Westbrook set the NBA record for all-time triple-doubles in an NBA game. So last night, he passed Oscar Robertson. He has now 182 triple-doubles, which is just un-freaking believable. 22 points, 11.6 rebounds, 11.6 assists for the season. He could score no points, have no rebounds, or have no assists in the rest of the games this season and still average a triple-double for the season, which is just insane.
Here's your rim shot. It's about 3 minutes late. There we go.
Oh, that's all right. I like that. Yeah. Well, let's keep that on the queue.
All right. I got it.
All right. So Russell Westbrook now leads with 182 triple-doubles. That's all right. It's a little bit. Well, that's about as lame as my joke was. So, you know. I bet some people are going to put that in their back pocket, though. That's a good lame dad joke, though. Oscar Robertson now with 181. Magic Johnson has 138. Jason Kidd with 107. And our old friend LeBron James, one off from 100. He is at 99. I haven't talked a whole lot on the show about the NBA lately, but they're nearing the end of the regular season. And, you know, basically Steph Curry has been a freak of nature. The guy is just the all-time best shooter I've ever seen. I would now put him over Ray Allen in that category. He's probably not going to win the MVP, but he is on just this torrid streak. Golden State as a whole team, you know, they don't have Klay Thompson. They've had a bunch of other injuries, but he is carrying that team. He's averaging 32 points a game, 5.7 assists, 5.5 rebounds, which is more. Every one of those stats is better than both years he was the MVP winner. Probably still won't win the MVP, but we shall see. And then, Joe, I'm not sure if you know about this, but I had to look this up because and do a little bit of research because I had no idea. So the NBA is now doing this play-in tournament to make the final two seeds in the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. So to make the seventh and the eighth seed. So they're kind of doing a little take on the March Madness. So what they do, so here's this explained. So 10 teams get in instead of the usual eight in each conference. And then, so the number seven team plays the number eight seed. Okay. And then the winner of that gets the seven seed. Okay. I'm going off a list.
Okay. Gotcha.
So don't mess this up. The number nine team plays the number 10 team for the eighth seed.
Okay.
So the winner gets in that. The loser of the 7 and 8 game plays the winner of the 9 and 10 game for the eighth seed. Does that make sense? Okay. So the 7 and 8 seed,
they have a loser's bracket, but it's one dimension of a loser's
exactly.
bracket.
Okay. Yeah. So the 7 and 8 seeds play. And then the winner of that automatically gets the 7th seed.
Got it.
Okay. So there that's the 7th seed. And then the 9 and 10 seeds play.
The winner advances.
The winner advances to play the loser of the 7-8 game.
Got it.
To get to the 8 seed.
Got it.
If that makes sense.
Okay, makes sense.
So it's kind of complicated. It's probably easier to visualize than it is for me to explain, but hopefully for somebody out there that's watching and follows the NBA that a lot of people don't even know this is going on. Right. So this is going to be really interesting to see how this plays out. And right now, a play-in matchup would be the Lakers, who won the title last year, and the Golden State Warriors, which that might be the highest rated game of the whole playoffs. So that'll be very, very interesting. So Golden State and the Lakers play in that playoff game, most likely. That's going to start May 18th to May 21st, so next week. And then the playoffs, once the 1 through 8 seeds are seeded, that will begin May 22nd. So that's coming up pretty soon. And then the final thing I kind of want to talk about today, remember last week was the Kentucky Derby last weekend. Okay.
Oh, no.
So there's been a lot of drama.
Yes.
There's been a lot of drama with that. Medina Spirit was the winner. Now, that victory for the Kentucky Derby is now in jeopardy because apparently there was some illegal drug, which I'll talk about in a minute. So all the bets that were placed on that horse are cashed, you know. They're not going to ask you to come back and honor code, give that money back. And therefore, the second place horse can be declared a winner, but you can't actually cash in a second place ticket. You know what I'm saying? To be the winner. So the second, third, and fourth horses can't be now first, second, third on a betting slip. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay. So, but they can be moved up in like the annals and the record books and all that stuff. So just really, really interesting.
Can we have some kind of contested anything where there's just a winner and it stays the winner?
I know. Well, and these poor horses too, like they're just freaking animals. They just want to win. You know, they're just racing. They're doing what they're told. You know, it's the trainers that are, you know, so anyway, apparently this happened one other time in 1968. The winner's name was Dancer's Image, and they were actually eliminated post-race for a drug that's now legal, which is kind of crazy to think about too. So Bob Baffert, who, even if you don't watch horse racing, but you watch maybe the Kentucky Derby here and there, you know who this guy is. The white hair, he's like kind of the Bill Belichick, the Tom Brady of horse racing. You know, he has like 6 or 7 Kentucky Derby titles. So he acknowledged on Tuesday morning, this past a week ago, Tuesday, that Medina Spirit was treated with an anti, this goes back to my most hated words, antifungal ointment called Automax, which includes this drug called Bethesimone, whatever. However, I feel like the longer the drug name, the more like illicit or illegal it is. But it's basically an anti-inflammatory drug that is legal, but it can't be in the bloodstream of a horse on race day. So I guess just a lot of craziness with there. But like there, I looked into this because I was just curious because doping in horse racing has been like a thing for forever. So I actually watch a show called Peaky Blinders, which is a huge popular series on Netflix. And one of the scenes, like even towards the very beginning of the show, is they're training these horses. They give the horses cocaine to speed up their, right? You know, speed them up. So, you know, and finally in the 1920s, in America, they started drug testing horses. This is something really, really crazy that I heard, and I can't take credit for this, but I heard this. Apparently in the 400s, like AD, they would feed horses, like, and they did like those chariot races and stuff like that way back when. They would feed horses, I'm not making this up, human flesh.
Really?
Yeah. That's freaking disturbing and disgusting. Because horses, first of all, are herbivores. Yeah. They like basically any hooved animal, I think, like cows and horses and stuff are, they eat plants, they eat hay, they eat, you know. And so it's not, I don't think it's out of sight for them to eat meat. Like they'll eat meat if they're starving, pretty much. So I don't know. That was just something interesting that popped up. I'm like, I got to share that because that's one, creepy, and two, disturbing. So,
in today's sports, how much of a disadvantage do you think you're in if you don't push the drug or the enhancement type of things?
That's like, a good question.
If you're just natural, I mean,
well, it's kind of like that saying, like, if you're not cheating, you're not trying, kind of thing. I don't know. It's like such a fine line. But
well, name someone who exceeded like even in baseball or basketball. Like Sammy Sosa and
Barry Bonds, Kinsoka, Mark McGwire.
Of those guys. I mean, it ended up being that they pushed the limits on chemicals.
And they did succeed in the present time, but now they're sort of being punished post-career. They're not letting them in the Hall of Fame. They're not letting them, you know, some records now have asterisks, things like that. So, yeah, and they're sort of like not blackballed from the sport, but they're sort of treated like that in certain circles. So,
and you know, there's somebody that is in the Hall of Fame that just never got caught.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. 100%. Well, I mean, if you think about someone like Ty Cobb was like a drug abuser, an alcoholic, I think beat his wife, you know what I mean? But like, he's in the Hall of Fame, but Pete Rose, who gambled on baseball, is not allowed. So it's like, you know, as long as you're doing the stuff, you know, off the field, whatever. And they took Reggie Bush's Heisman Trophy winning award away because, you know, he received, you know, some money, or his parents received a house or something back in the day. But I have to check on this. Does O.J. Simpson have his, you know, like, ooh, he literally murdered someone or two people. So, I mean, I don't know. Just some interesting thoughts there, I thought. Should we take one more call
I need to eliminate stuff off my here? Spreadsheet.
All right, I think Wendy's been waiting for a while. Is this Wendy?
It is.
Hi, Wendy. Thanks for waiting.
How's it going?
Good, good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad.
Good, good. So
hanging
in there. hanging in there. I like it. Another one. So, Wendy, you've been waiting for a while. I don't want to keep you too long. So, you want to take a crack at this right away?
Sure. I'm going to say 811.
811. So, not the correct answer, but another number off the spreadsheet. So we're down to about 150 possibilities here. So, Wendy, we appreciate you calling in and waiting on the line. And anything else you want to talk about before we go? All right, thanks, Wendy.
Now I'll let you guys go. You guys are talking about a number of things.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. All right. So, Joe, that's pretty much what I got today. You got anything else you want to, before we sign off?
No, I kind of knew what you were going to talk about today. Cause that's the only thing that's been in the stupid news. I want to get back to, training camps are going. Anything from news, from Browns news, anything interesting?
I think right now is kind of, they have like those optional OTAs and stuff like that, which a lot of players and teams are opting out of still with the COVID stuff, but we'll have some more Browns news here soon. Usually June and July are sort of like the low key months. Late July, you start ramping up with training camp. But you know, this next month and a half is kind of like the quiet time in the NFL. But like I said, tomorrow the schedule's getting released. So there'll be so maybe like next week on one of our shows, we'll go through kind of the schedule and give our like maybe, predictions and things like that. So
I will make one prediction with Aaron Rodgers. I think he stays where he's at.
Okay.
And I think just because he threw a big stink up that there's going to be some changes that'll make him happy enough. I don't think he's going to get everything he wants, but I think he'll serve one more year
team. They're still a really, really, really good team. So that'll be interesting to see what happens with him. So, all right. With that said, remember, Friday's show is going to be 10 a.m. Not a Thursday show at 1 this week, a Friday show at 10 a.m. And again, if you can't watch that live, you can always watch it on demand on any of our social media platforms, Youngstown Studio Facebook, Youngstown Studio YouTube. You can follow it on the 330 show. I always share out those links. So appreciate all you guys calling in today. Again, having a fantastic guest. So we appreciate you all. We have a fantastic guest on Friday. So again, appreciate you guys all. Have a great day. And we will see you, remember, Friday morning at 10 a.m.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the videos and the word about us. Thank you.